I'm going to speak desired end result. I serve the Lord my God with joyfulness of heart. Gladness, joyfulness of heart, for the abundance of all things. And he has taken sickness from the midst of me.
It's easy to be joyful when you realize how much God loves you. On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, we'll learn from the Apostle John how to experience God's love and enjoy the blessing of a long life. Here's Kenneth with today's message.
Let's go over to Mark chapter 11, verse 12, please. When they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not. Jesus answered and said unto it. Now, don't you look at these words. No man. You do recognize when the scripture uses the word man, it's talking about mankind. Female and male gender. It's not talking about gender. It's talking about mankind, men and women. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. Now, what was that? Well, Brother Copeland, he's calling things that be not as though they were. Well, that's true, but what is calling things that be not as though they were? He spoke the desired end result. Now, once he spoke that, now he just turned around and walked off. Went right straight on to Jerusalem. Never said another word to it. Once faith has been released. Now, do you remember that Jesus said, my words are not my own. It's the Father that dwells within me. He does the works. Jesus said, no man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. Now, that's God's job. Now, that tree belongs to God. Lightning could have fixed that. Amen. Worms could have done it. Or that tree could have lived for years and years and years and years and never ever had another fig on it. That part was not any care to Jesus whatsoever. He had already done his part. He spoke the desired end results and walked away and allowed faith to work and allowed the Father to work. Amen? Can you see that? Now, and you know the story there. Verse 20, in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Now, time has gone by here. This was on the morrow when they were come from Bethany. He was hungry. And then they went on to Jerusalem, took care of business in Jerusalem, was there all day, left and went back. When the evening would come, went out of the city and in the morning. So 24 hours have gone by. So somewhere in that 24-hour period, the power of God withered that fig tree into absolute destruction. Just destroyed it. But they went past that tree something like 12 hours after Jesus said that, and evidently there wasn't anything changed because Peter had said something about it. Amen? Well, you notice Jesus sure never said anything about it. He didn't care. As far as he's concerned, that fig tree don't exist anymore. One way or the other, there'll never be anybody ever eat anything off that tree. They came back then, 24 hours later, and it's withered up from the roots. Now, speaking the desired end result. Now, Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in love. No, Brother Coleman, he said have faith in God. I know that's what I said, have faith in love. Now, there needs to be a renewing of the mind here until that is so interchangeable that you can't say one without thinking the other, and you can't say the other without thinking the one. And in order to do that, you're really going to have to renew your mind where love is concerned, where the use of the word love is concerned. It ought to be so special to you that when you say love, you mean God. Stop loving your car and loving your clothes and loving chocolate fudge and all that. Love not the things of the world. He has given us all things richly to enjoy. Didn't Scripture say that? Isn't that what the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy and said to tell the people that were rich in this world? Be willing and ready to distribute. He's given us all things richly to enjoy. Why? Because He loves you. That's why. Amen. I enjoy my new suit. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But I don't love it. I love God. I love His Word. And I love His people. And I love my family. And I love my staff. And I do dearly love to preach. Glory to God. Woo, yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. I used to be that way about flying. I loved it. You know why? It was my God. And I bowed my knee and I set it on the altar. And I walked away from it. I said, Lord, I'm done with it. I'm not ever. We used to make stupid statements like, you know, if I was to bust my physical or something, I can't fly. I thought, how am I going to live? I can't live without flying. I was born to fly. I knew it. And I knew it when I was 5 years old. But there came a time when I just said it. Before the Lord, I said, I'm done with it. I'm not having anything between you and me. And He accepted it. And I don't remember several months there. It is out of my thinking. I didn't want anything between He and I. And He called me, I liken it unto what my dad used to do. The Lord called me in. It's just a time of prayer and study. And presence of God came. He said, I received what you did. And He said, now I'm giving it back to you because I've called you to do this. It's part of your life of ministry. Well, I didn't understand then other than anything, just a faster way to go somewhere, you know. But it turned out to be considerably more than that. But the point that I'm making here is when you put Him first, and you begin to believe the love, instead of giving up the airplanes and thinking about how lonely you're going to be stuck to the ground all the time. No, believe the love. Believe the love. I mean, he's the one that gave it to me in the first place. Glory to God. Believe the lie. And it'll get rid of the fear of loss. Are you following me here? You have faith in his love. You have faith in him. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. God loves Kenneth. God loves Kenneth. God loves you. But you're not going to get anywhere you start saying that. And you start saying it all the time. And you begin to school your faith with those words. Faith in love.
Yes.
Love would never make anybody sick.
Amen.
That's right. I happen to know that my mama loved me. Amen. I would never in a million years believe that my mother put something on me to make me sick.
Right.
You
That's
couldn't
right.
force me to believe that. Amen. Don't be talking like that about Jesus either.
Right.
I'm sanctified, but boy, I don't like that. Amen. I don't like that a bit. Mm-mm. Now, faith then is of the heart and not the head. I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. You believe it in your heart and you say it in your mouth. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. Can you see why when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any? Well, yeah, you got to get in the love flow because love's the one that told you to have faith in love.
Amen.
And God is love, and that's who you're talking about. And it's love's faith. Love put it in you because he loves you. And cast out fear because fear has torment.
Amen.
But if you refuse to forgive, now there's torment present. And the tormentor is going to do his thing. Amen.
Amen.
So, have faith. Now, God loves me. Believe it in your heart, say it with your mouth. Believe it in your heart, say it with your mouth. Believe it in your heart. Say it with your mouth. Say it again and again and again. Look at John chapter 13. Gospel of John, 13th chapter, 23rd verse. Now there was, well, let's back up here a little bit. Verse 21, Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. So now you know the scene here. This is at the Last Supper. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Now he's talking about himself. Do you see what he's doing? Now I want you to get something here. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. Now this man that confessed with his mouth, I'm the one Jesus loves. Jesus loves me. Jesus loved me. Jesus loved me. He's the one that was strong enough to stay with Jesus. He's the one, he really didn't care a whole lot what anybody thought about it. He's laying there in Jesus' lap. Now look at Peter. He said, ask him. Come on, ask him. Ask him who you ask him.
He'll listen to you. He loves you. Well, sure he did. He's the one who kept saying he loved me.
Yeah.
He believed Jesus loved him.
Yes.
He believed it. 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 And he outlived all of them. He outlived all of the apostles, the ones that the ones that we know how they passed or departed. He was the one that they couldn't kill. Now, 19th chapter, 26th verse. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cephas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. And he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour the disciple took her unto his own home. But here again, you see what he said? This was so big in his mouth, it was so big, instead of saying me, that's the way he confessed that with his mouth over himself. Now, look in the 20th chapter, verse 2. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and saith unto them, They've taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they've laid him. Peter therefore went forth and that other disciple and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. 21st chapter, 7th verse. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord. I wanted you to see the man that wrote 1 John said, We have believed the love that he has to us. He believed it. He believed it to the point where they couldn't kill him. You know why they couldn't kill him? Yeah, no fear of it. If you won't cooperate with the devil and you're walking in the blessing of God and you're walking in the love of God, there ain't nothing he can do with you.
Amen.
Look in the book of Exodus. I'll close with this. It's 23rd chapter of Exodus. 25th verse. You shall serve the Lord your God, who is love, and he shall bless thy bread and water, and I'll take sickness from the midst of thee. Good. I believe that. I serve the Lord my God. Now, I found out in studying the curse of the law in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, the 47th verse says, This curse, these curses have come on you because you serve not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. They didn't believe God loved them. That's the reason they said he brought us out here to kill us. He brought us out here to get our wives raped and our children killed. And God said, I heard you. I heard what you said. Well, God didn't have any choice. They said it. They had the authority to say it. They didn't believe that he cared anything about them. I just don't see how they can do that with God. Well, the same reason that in that boat that Jesus is asleep at the back end of the boat, and they woke him up and said, Master, don't you care that we're dying here? You're going to accuse Jesus of not caring? Now, wait a minute, hold it. Just stop right there a second. I expect everybody in this room one way or another has done that.
That's true.
Don't even go there. Amen. Believing the love. Having faith developed in the love of God. I believe it in my heart and I say it with my mouth. I took that phrase out of Deuteronomy 28:47, and I placed it right over this verse here. I serve the Lord my God with joyfulness and gladness of heart, and he shall bless my bread and water, and he'll take sickness, or he has taken sickness away from the midst of me. He has taken sickness away from the midst of me. Now, wait a minute. I'm saying faith words here, and I'm believing words in my heart, but now I haven't done anything yet. Faith is coming. Faith is coming. Faith is developing, and faith is coming. Now, now I'm going to speak desired end result. I serve the Lord my God with joyfulness of heart, gladness, joyfulness of heart, for the abundance of all things. And he has taken sickness from the midst of me. And therefore, I will never be sick another day in my life hereafter forever, saith the Lord. That's my desired end result. Oh, Brother Copeland, I don't know about that. You think God can't do that?
No. Yes, he can.
Well, that's, you know, well, certainly he can do that, but what's happening? Fear? Faith in sickness? Confidence in sickness and all the other stuff that's happened in your family and all the other stuff that's been happening to you all your life. Absolutely zero development in that area. So now you know what your next project is. You're going to confess that scripture and you're going to say, thank God he's taken sickness from the midst of me and I serve my God with joyfulness and gladness of heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I keep his commandments because I love my neighbor as myself. And I keep the commandment of Jesus because I love the brethren even as he loves the brethren. And I walk in it and I live in it. Glory to God. And his blood cleanses me from all sin. Hallelujah. Quick to repent. Hallelujah. And I'll never be sick another day in my life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I said I'll never be sick another day in my life. I got a ways to go. But I've taken the first step by believing it in my heart and saying it with my mouth. Because my God loves me and gave himself for me in the name of Jesus, I am healed.
No one wants anger and hurt in their life. But what if unforgiveness could be blocking your healing and keeping you from walking in health? The Forgiveness and Healing Package uncovers the reason many Christians aren't receiving the healing God has promised them. Don't miss or delay your healing. Listen to Forgiveness, the Power to Heal, a single teaching by Kenneth Copeland. Remove the blocks that stand in your way. Understand God's love, grace, and power to forgive. Develop a heart of compassion like Jesus and take steps to receive your healing by choosing to forgive others. God's Will for Your Healing, a book by Gloria Copeland, makes it clear what the Bible says about your healing. Get answers from God's Word on how to overcome sickness and chronic illness. God's love forgives and heals. Make the forgiveness and healing connection. Order your free copy of the Forgiveness and Healing Package today by calling 800-600-7395 or by going to our website at kcm.org/TV special. Take hold of key principles to receive complete healing for yourself and others. Understand God's grace is the power to forgive. Offer good for 60 days. Request yours today.
You know, what you heard today is absolutely the truth. Joy is a healing force. And that's why the Word of God tells us in Nehemiah 8:10, do not sorrow. Why? For the joy of the Lord is your strength. And as a believer, right now, you already have joy inside of you because joy is a fruit of the Spirit that's alive and well in you. And David wrote to us in Psalm 16 and said that we experience the fullness of joy in the presence of God. So anytime that you'll turn your thoughts towards the Lord, that you'll turn your thoughts towards the Word, and you begin to worship Him from your heart, you will experience His presence, and in His presence is joy. And that joy has a healing effect on your body. That's what we learned on this broadcast today. So if you need prayer for anything, healing and agreement in any area of your life, would you please call us? We have got prayer ministers that their whole job is to pray with you, to pray in faith based on the Word of God and to encourage you with the Word of God. Call us. What are you waiting for? Have somebody come into agreement with you today and let the joy of the Lord just rise up in you. Let that be a great source of strength to you. And the stronger you are, the more you overcome. Praise God. Hey, listen, thanks for joining us on the broadcast today. We look forward to seeing you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's free TV offer. Order your copy today. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year.